Hey, this is the day the changes start. This is the first day you can start to make changes in the Medicare annual enrollment period. It's going on right now. It starts today, October 15th. You can join a plan, change a plan. In other words, right now, with the coverage that you have, you might be spending too much money. You know how you can find out if you are? Stop by People's Health in Metairie. People's Health actually has an office. They're right there, Veterans at Causeway, right next to Party City, just down from Trader Joe's. And you could just stop in. You don't have to make an appointment. You can stop in and get some answers. And I don't know what you're paying, but if you're on Medicare and you're also getting a supplement, you could be paying too much. People's Health might be able to save you money. So stop by People's Health. That's where Ian Hoke is. Coleman is our studio producer back at the studio. And you can just get answers to your questions about all of this, because it can be very complicated. If you want to find out if your parents are paying too much, and maybe they're on a very fixed income, and so every dollar matters, you could save them money. And it might mean the difference between, you know, something that they want to buy and something that they, you know, just can't buy. So stop by People's Health. And the great thing about People's Health is they actually have an office. Veterans and Causeway, right next to Party City, just down from Trader Joe's, where I go quite often. Just such an eclectic group at Trader Joe's. I mean, you know, you can tell a lot about the people, and you can't tell everything about them, because they're just such really. I find the people at Trader Joe's are just very interesting. A very, very eclectic group of people working there, and it's. I mean, I think it's fun. I really is a big change from. You know, years ago when people who worked in grocery stores all looked a certain way and they were all clean cut. And, you know, I remember when I was, 15, I was 15, 16, working for a grocery store in Metairie. It was a national. And I think it was a part of the original Canal Villery chain. It was called National Food Store, and it was at Veterans and Green Acres. And I worked there, and I remember this was back in the 60s. And I got this big wide tie with flowers on it, and wide ties, thin ties are in now, but big wide ties were in back then. And I had this flowery wide tie that I wore to work. And about 10 minutes into my shift, the general manager came over and he said, you know, you can't wear that on the floor. You can't wear that. You got to go home and change your tie. And so I guess that was one of the early times when it comes to attire that I realized that I was maybe, you know, pushing things a little bit. All right, I'm Scoot, and Ian Hoke is live at People's Health in Metairie. Let's get the results of the Tuesday text off. The song was Footloose. Now, song A was Blake Shelton. Blake Shelton did the Footloose song for the remake, the sequel to the movie Footloose, which came out in 2011. So here is song A by Blake Shelton. Well, the cover didn't do so well. The cover was slaughtered by the original, which is song B, 1984, This is Kenny Loggins. I wonder how many people are in their car or sitting at a desk and their legs are starting to move, doing that line dance for Footloose. And then there's that little part where the, you know, you kick up the heel at that one part. And I mean, I don't know that line dance. I think I know the electric slide and the Cupid shuffle, and that's about it. Not that I actually do that in public, but I do know those two. All right, I'm Scoot, and glad you're with us this afternoon. So we were talking earlier about Donald Trump's medical records, and he's not releasing them. And some people think he should. And there's a group called Doctors for Harris. They're not affiliated with the Harris campaign. And they've just gotten together and decided that they wanted to have this campaign asking for Donald Trump to release his medical records. Kamala Harris had a physical recently. She released her medical records. It is tradition for presidential candidates to release their medical records. It is tradition for presidents to release their medical records. So why doesn't Donald Trump want to release his medical records? Now, look, I'm assuming, because Donald Trump did this in the past, I'm assuming that Kamala Harris went to a doctor she knows. I'm assuming that Donald Trump would go to a doctor that he knows. And obviously know that they're going to get a positive result for their physical. So I don't know why he would be afraid of any negative publicity. But I wonder if, you know, if Donald Trump is taking some medication that he doesn't want us to know about. Donald Trump is not obese by any stretch of the imagination, but I'm sure his weight has something to do with his overall health. So I don't know. I think it's important for us, the American people, to know about the health of the candidates. And somebody texted in earlier and mentioned Walter Reed Medical Center. I think an independent doctor should give a physical to both candidates, not only in this race, but in every race, especially a candidate that is a little older. And Donald Trump is a little older. I'm not saying he's old, but he's a little older. And I think it would be good to know their physical health, because we're going to vote for them. And I think we should know. But obviously, he doesn't want to release that and hasn't released it so far. So there is some new polling that is out. And from CNN's guru, Harry Enten, Kamala Harris is losing support with black men and women. And this is not good. Barack Obama was at 81% with black men. Hillary Clinton was at 63%. Joe Biden was at 53% the last time. Kamala Harris, according to a recent poll, is down to 41%. Now, that was black men under 45. Black men overall, Barack Obama was at 85%. Clinton was at 71%. Biden was at 69%. Harris is at 54%. Still a majority, but not what it used to be. So Kamala Harris and Donald Trump are both courting African-American men. Donald Trump is having a rally this afternoon where only women will be in the audience. It's all for women. And I think Georgia has started early voting. I mean, the election's 3 weeks away. 3 weeks. That's all we have to go through. But then don't think it's over, because there will be a lot to talk about after. Appearing on the podcast Pod Save America, a senior advisor for the Harris-Walz campaign said the public polls are horse poo-poo. I have to say that on the air. That's not what he really said. But he said, don't believe the public polls. And one of the things that I've mentioned on the show is whether or not the polls are accurate. Do we have people who are not going to vote for Donald Trump, but they say they're voting for Trump because, I don't know, they feel like that's what they need to say? Or are there people who say they're voting for Harris because they don't want to admit even to the pollsters that they're voting for Donald Trump? So I'm not sure the polls are totally accurate. They might be. We will know after the election. But right now, the polls consistently, and a new one is out today, that shows Kamala Harris at 45%. I'm sorry, Kamala Harris is at 46%. Donald Trump is at 45%. So Kamala Harris leads, but that's a statistical tie. So apparently there are just a few people, according to the polls, who have not made up their minds. And those people are going to determine the outcome of the election. And those people are probably independents. They're probably rhinos, Republicans in name only, the people that Donald Trump and the MAGA people condemn and criticize. Those are the people that they need to get their guy elected, because there are not enough MAGA people to have Trump become president. There's not enough of them. And so it's going to be interesting to see if the polls are accurate. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Let's go to Frank on Long Island. Frank, you're on WWL. Good afternoon. Hello, Frank. Okay, let's go to Bob on the North Shore. Bob, you're on WWL. All right, Bob left. All right, if you want to join us, the Oaken Heart Jewelers, talking Texas, 504-260-1870. Well, that happens when you keep people on hold for 2 hours. Well, we're busy. Yeah, we can't people, get to you right away. Yeah. All right. All right, let's go. All right, let's go back to Frank on Long Island. Hey, Frank, welcome to the show.
You got me, Scooch?
Yeah, I got you.
Hello? All right. Before I talk about the defense and the Saints, you brought that song, from 1977, You Light Up My Life.
Yeah.
My mother used to play, my mother, God bless her, rest her soul, even though I wasn't her favorite, she played that song when I moved to Long Island from Jersey to manage a hotel at the age of 21. She used to play that song every time she called me.
Oh,
cute.
Sweet.
But nevertheless,
sweet.
I'm not going to use any, I'm not going to say what I really feel about the Saints defense. When I called up after 2 weeks, I was so happy in the fourth quarter. They were playing to win, not to lose.
Yeah.
But I don't understand. When you were at the game, did you hear the disco song, The Bump? That's all they do. The defense at the end, at the last couple of games is bump. They what are they? They want to show their manlyhood and they bump. If they watch the, you even brought about the Detroit game. What about last night's game? 99% of the tackles, they tackle the guy the first shot.
I saw that.
Okay. They should pull out, you know, or you, all right, the coach isn't on the field making a tackle. Well, guess what? If you or I at our job wasn't doing it right, wouldn't we be scolded? How about the guy, pull the guy out for a set of downs and say, you want to tackle? I'll put you back in.
Well, you know, I wonder if, I wonder, Frank, I wonder if there are younger players who are trying to get a job on the Saints who would tackle.
There you go. There you go. I mean, they learned it in Pop Warner football. I was a football player in high school, a quarterback. I was third string, so I never played. But nevertheless, what do you call it? I watched the defense. They're all my buddies. I still talk to them. I graduated 50 years. I still talk to those guys. You know, the mayor of Fairlawn, New Jersey, the guy I went to high school with, played on the defensive line. I says to him, do you watch these games? He said, Frank, I don't understand these guys. I said, watch the Saints game. And he called me, why are you Saints fans? I said, forget that reason. Watch them. They don't tackle.
Because it hurts. It hurts to tackle a guy who's running. It hurts to grab those legs and tackle him. It's easier to try to bump him, bump him down and run into him.
Away and they run 41 yards. Or they look like for an early tee time in January.
I don't know.
I don't get it, Scoop.
I hope it turns around.
Pull him out, put a younger guy in there, and watch that younger guy tackle a few guys, and then watch what happens. They'll beg to get back in there. Or maybe they want to go to early tee time. Who knows?
I appreciate the call. I don't think so. I'd like to think that the players really want to get to the playoffs. I mean, they make more money if they get to the playoffs, but I mean, when you make that much money, I don't know that the bonuses for the playoffs or maybe even the Super Bowl, I don't know if it matters that much to them. Maybe, I hope it does, but I would also think that everybody would take pride in their job. And I don't care what you do for a living, you should take pride in your job. I mean, if you're an account executive, if you're a custodial worker, you know, why is it that it seems like so many people just do the minimum? They don't really take pride in their job. Anyway, I hope things turn around Thursday because the Denver Broncos are coming to town. All right, if you want to join us with your comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. All right, on the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture calendar, on this day in 1971, Ricky Nelson played the Rock and Roll Spectacular at Madison Square Garden. Now, he played some new songs. He played a couple of old songs, but started playing some new songs, and the crowd started to boo him. Now, if you're a baby boomer, you might remember the TV show The Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet. And Ricky Nelson was one of the sons, and quite often after the show, he would come on and sing a song. And Ricky Nelson was a very popular recording artist. He was a superstar back in the 50s, and this was one of his big hits, Hello, Mary Lou. Some of you will remember this. But he had, he had top hits back in the 50s. So Ricky Nelson played this song. He played a couple of other songs. He also did a cover of Honky Tonk Woman. But then when he was playing some of his new stuff, the crowd booed him. And he ended up leaving the stage. He did one more song and he left the stage. Now, he was a special guest star with Chuck Berry, Bobby Rydell, the Shirelles, the Coasters, Gary U.S. Bonds, and Bo Diddley. It was a big show. It was the Rock and Roll Spectacular, Madison Square Garden, 1971. Ricky Nelson got booed off the stage. So years later, he wrote a song called Garden Party. And this actually revived his career. This was a song that came out. It was a part of his 1972 album. But I want you to listen to some of the lyrics. It's all about making yourself happy, and you don't worry about what other people think of you. Listen to the lyrics. He wrote this song about that experience. You know, that is such a great, great message. You know, you can't please everybody. You got to please yourself. And that's what he's singing about in this song. Ricky Nelson was killed in a plane crash New Year's Eve, 1985. A plane crash just outside of Dallas in DeKalb, Texas. He was headed for a New Year's celebration in Dallas. It was an old plane, a refurbished DC-3, which was a tail-dragging twin-engine plane that was used as an airline plane a long time ago. Fire spread from apparently a faulty cabin heater, because it was cold. And Ricky Nelson, the band members were killed, but the pilots did survive. But this is the song that he wrote about that experience at Madison Square Garden. I'm Scoot, and Ian Hoke is at People's Health in Metairie, and we'll be right back on WWL. All right, there's a new study out that lists the most sought-after jobs by Gen Z. Now, Gen Z is ages 12 to 27. Now, this is when you're young, and you're kind of fantasizing about what you want to be when you grow up. Yeah, I was still fantasizing about that when I was 25 years old. Number 10 on the list, an influencer. Number 9, an actor. Number 8, personal trainer. Number 7, a singer. Number 6, marketing. Number 5, a blogger. 4, makeup artist. 3, photographer. 2, an artist. Number 1, the number 1 most sought after job if you're a Gen Z member, 12 to 27, is a model. In other words, people would rather be a model or an influencer than a doctor. On a list of 30, doctor ranks number 24. Dentist, 25. Nurse, 26. So that just kind of shows you where the head of Gen Z is. And, you know, if you think about it, I'm sure influencers, some of these influencers are making more than doctors, and they don't have to worry about malpractice insurance or spending time on the computer. As I mentioned earlier, doctors today spend more time on the computer. When they're in the room with you, they spend more time on the computer, like, you know, looking up stuff and inputting stuff than they actually do with you, the patient. So I kind of get that. All right, let's go to Irvin, who saw on WWL. Irvin, welcome to the show.
Hey, good afternoon, Scoot.
Good afternoon.
I've talked about this on sports shows, the business model of pro sports, and I'll get to the Saints in a minute. It's just, it's not working well. Upfront, guaranteed money for 4 to 5 years. Where is your incentive to play right, to play through pain, you know? And you might say, well, they're professionals. So, again, they're humans too. You know, you're a professional. Maybe if I paid you up front 4 or 5 years to be a radio announcer, you might be a professional and say, I'm going to do it because that's the way I am. But human nature being human nature, there are very few professions where people are paid up front, guaranteed multi-year contract. If we're talking about, you know, double-digit millions, and then we're gonna think that they're just going to do it right. The second thing is, well, I'll show you a couple of examples. Michael Thomas, remember him?
Mm-hmm, I do.
Guaranteed money. And then that money was lost. Now we got a dilemma with Mr. Carr. We're in a hole for, many tens of millions of dollars. So even if Rattler is the quarterback of the future, and I've heard people say that he was looking better in camp than Mr. Carr, you've got to play Carr. You put your money on the man, so you're stuck with, you know.
See, I disagree. I think you play the best player, but I understand that that's not the way a lot of people think. Your money is no good if the wrong player is playing, because the goal is to get fans in the stands.
Well, I agree with you. If you're the coach, you got to play the best player. But if you're the owner, who pays your salary, you're going to bring that coach in the office and say, look, I'm paying this person 3, 4, 5 times of the, that, you know. The
yeah,
person
I know.
That
I get that mentality. I think it's flawed. You know, the other thing is that the players are paid an amount of money that they can easily invest a little bit of that money and make money forever. So it's not just that they're guaranteed money, but it's the amount of money that they're guaranteed that has a lot to do with that. But I would think that, you know, listen, I'm not the highest paid talk show host in this country. You know, I might not even be the highest paid talk show host in the city. I don't know what anybody else makes. I have a very, very good living, but I strive every day to do the absolute best job that I can, and I would do that no matter what. So there are individuals who do strive to be the best they can be. And I look at people like Tom Landry, and I think he's one of them. Tom Landry took a pay cut to have other players come in to make the team better. There are players who are dedicated human beings. They're dedicated to doing the best job they can do, regardless of the money that they're guaranteed. And you see it on other teams, and I'm sure that there are some of the Saints. I think Taysom Hill is one of those guys. So I think the Saints have some of those players. But I feel like the Saints kind of gave up in that game the other day. They were just, and Mike Dettillier brought it up as well, missing too many tackles. So, you know, this is a legitimate concern that we have for the Saints. And they need to turn things around. I know it's tough to turn things around when you play on Sunday and you play again on Thursday. But they have a job to do, and they need to do it. And there's too much of this in America in general, in every aspect of society, where people are trying to do less and not do more. They're trying to just do what they have to do to get by. Yeah, I can go into this game. I don't want to get hurt because getting hurt hurts, and I don't want to hurt. So I'm going to do the best I can to not get hurt, as opposed to going out there and doing your job. And, you know, when you do your job in football, you know, there's a chance you might get hurt. All right, I want to remind you, Ian Hoke is at People's Health in Metairie, Vets and Causeway. Today, October 15th, is the beginning of Medicare's annual enrollment period. You can join a plan, you can change a plan, and People's Health is ready to help you save money. You might be paying more money than you need to pay. So you can go to People's Health right now. You can just walk in. Don't have to make an appointment. You can just walk in there, Veterans and Causeway, right next to Party City. You could just go in there and ask the questions that you need answered. You might be paying too much right now. So if you're concerned about inflation and you want to save all the money you can, go to People's Health and make sure that you're not paying more than you should. And People's Health might be able to save you or maybe your parents a lot of money. On this day in 1992, Madonna hosted a sex party at a studio in Manhattan to promote her upcoming book, Sex. She showed up wearing a little Bo Peep outfit, carrying a stuffed lamb. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back on WWL. All right, I'm Scoot on the air, and Ian Hoke is at People's Health in Metairie, Vets and Causeway, next to Party City. Go by and get answers. Get answers to questions about whether or not you're spending too much right now on health care. I mean, you know, healthcare is one of those things you hope you never have to use, but, you know, you got to have it, you got to pay for it, and maybe you're paying too much. And I just emphasize this opportunity to stop by People's Health in Metairie and find out. They'll help you decide right there if you're paying too much, and then you can consider People's Health. Ian Hoke is there. Let me mention Michael Moore, the very liberal director. Some of you think Michael Moore is a big, big liberal. He's not the big liberal he used to be. He's lost a lot of weight. Maybe he's on that Ozempic diet. I don't know. Ian Hoke has got some text messages for us.
Yeah, man. Hey, look, we're only going to be here for another 10 minutes, but People's Health is going to be open at 3017 Veterans Memorial Boulevard until 5 o'clock. But if you don't get a chance to squeeze it in today, you can always just go check out their website, peopleshealth.com. They're also having in-person benefits presentations all over Louisiana from now through December. So it's very, very easy. If you can't come all the way into Metairie, if you're listening from someplace farther out and you don't want to drive down here, go check out peopleshealth.com, and they'll give you a list of places where they're hosting in-person benefits presentations so you can take advantage of this just the same way people living in Metairie are. Now, to the text line. It's kind of a grab bag here at the end of the show. We'll start out talking some Saints. Here's one that says, I've been hearing that the Saints can't fix the tackling problem in a few days. Well, I think that's far from the truth. It could be resolved in one day. Actually, all they have to do is, and I'm talking about the players, when you look back on the game, they were trying to tackle high when it wasn't necessary. All they have to do is take the runner's feet away and tackle low. And that's what I see from other teams, and they're successful. That's it. That will solve the problem.
No, that's it. That's it. But it hurts to tackle by the legs. You know, I played football until the ninth grade. So, you know, I'm not a football expert, but I mean, I know the basics. And I've been Look, it started to hurt in ninth grade. So, you know, guys got bigger than me. Everybody was about the same size up until that point. And then I noticed, hey, wait a minute. These guys are getting a lot bigger than me. This is not my deal. I got to save my voice to be in talk radio later. So, yeah, I mean, it's harder to tackle by the legs. But, you know, that's what you do. That's what you're taught. And this, like, you know, trying to bump somebody and knock them down or hit them high, that doesn't really work. It's not as effective.
Do you think the Saints defense says, well, we didn't tackle the guy on his feet because it hurts? It hurts too much.
I don't think they consciously think about it.
I think they subconsciously know it hurts. Here's a text from Charlie. Charlie is listening today, and he says, I think it's time for a coaching change. Bring in Bill Belichick. He would come in with a chip on his shoulder, and he would put the players in check. Thanks.
Bill Belichick, I still think he's got some coaching left in him. I'm surprised that he hasn't been picked up by this point.
Seems that way. Talking about Gen Z and their, you know, what they plan to do with their lives. Here's a text that says, Gen Z, an influencer or a model, narcissists on parade.
Yeah, but you know what? Baby boomers were called narcissists. You know, baby boomers were called the me generation. And I remember the establishment at the time that I was coming of age. This generation, they're worthless. They're never going to amount to anything. So I wonder if this is a pattern with older generations.
Yeah, well, you know, to Gen Z's credit, even if that's true that they're all just narcissists on parade, it's not their fault. They did not develop all these apps and the whole social media networks. They did not make that, you know, the predominant way that people communicate with each other nowadays. So, you know, narcissists and they're obsessed with their little self-image, it's not their fault.
And being an influencer, in some ways, I things could have been different, but that's the way, you know, you're right. That's the way they were raised. But, you know, not all of them were raised that way. And a lot of them do have ambition. And, it might be easy to stand out if you're in Gen Z or one of the other generations, because so many people are apathetic to a lot of things that it might be easy to stand out in your generation.
All right, Scoot, I'll leave you with this one. This text says, Nick Saban left the NFL because he couldn't tell the players what to do or how to act like you can in college because of the money. You got a guy making $10 million a year. The owner is not letting you sit him on the bench.
Yeah, but look at guys like Dan Quinn. I mean, look at the successful coaches. There are successful teams. There are teams that get to the playoffs. Those teams have leaders that lead the players. And you can't go into the players who make more than you, and you can't act timid. And, you know, you've got to be a leader. You've got to find out a way to lead these guys, and they've got to have confidence in you. All right, a new poll's out in Michigan, one of the swing states. Michigan, among registered voters, Kamala Harris has a commanding lead, 47 to Donald Trump, 45. I say commanding lead compared to the others that simply have Kamala Harris at 46 and Donald Trump at 45. That's a commanding lead, but still, it is a virtual tie. So nobody at this point knows who's going to win the election. You can be sure you know who's going to win, but you don't know. And we're not going to find out until after Election Day, 3 weeks from today. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL. All right, the giant pandas have arrived in Washington, D.C. They went from China to D.C., and it's amazing to see that whole process they went through. You're going to see a lot about that on the news tonight, but they are they were in D.C., and the people had to dress up like pandas in these panda outfits to go in and work with them. So, yeah, they're beautiful, majestic animals, and they're in D.C. And look, and speaking of coaches that seem to make it happen, Dan Quinn, Dan Campbell, the head coach of the Detroit Lions, Andy Reid, head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs. Kansas City Chiefs are going for their third consecutive Super Bowl. So, yes, it can be done. There are leaders in the NFL. I want to thank our program director and brand manager, Diane Newman, market manager, Dan Barron, assistant program director, brand manager, senior producer, Scoot on the Air, Ian Hoke, Coleman, studio producer, news anchor, Chris Miller, and traffic with Joe Cardosi. Thanks to everybody at People's Health in Metairie. Sports Talk with Bobby, Mike, and Steve next. I'm Scoot. Love you, New Orleans.